carry from your house into the hall. It's into the chotz, you can't carry. But the pshat is, your house is considered a reshus ha-yachid, miyuchid to you, that you're living there. So chotzer is called a reshus, that a few people can use it. So with the Rabbanon, it looks like you're carrying from reshus ha-yachid to reshus ha-rabin. Therefore, with the Rabbanon, you can't carry from your house into your hall, or even into your neighbor's house. Because since his house belongs to him, and your house belongs to you, it looks like two different reshuyas. So it's also a gzeira. Maybe you'll come to carry out from Rishus Yochot to Rishus Rabim, since they are two different Rishuyas. The Yetzer is always to make an Aruba Chatzeris. An Aruba Chatzeris, Taishan Erev, means you mix up the diras together. Let's say there are five people. So all four of them bring a pas. I will soon see the next besechta, the next parrot, what you have to bring. But they bring a pas and put it into one guy's house. So it's considered like everybody is living in one guy's house. Like these other four people don't live here no more. Everybody's living in one house. So there's only one person in your house, Trita, you can carry from your house into your chutz or into your alleyway, because it all only belongs to you. It's only us, so when you want to carry it to somebody else's reshus. So the Ruvi Chatzeris makes it that everybody's living in one apartment, like there's only one person living here. So one person is mutter. So here was an eight, so let's say you had three people, and two people made it the Ruvi Chatzeris. The third person forgot to make the Ruvi Chatzeris. So before Shabbos, he was a mishtatef with them. So Lamaisa, since this third person has a right to use the chotzer, so he asks now, since he could use the chotzer, and these other two people blab like one person now, they could also use this chotzer. So again, you're not allowed to carry on this Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. You can't carry on Shabbos, because you're carrying from your rishus into somebody else's rishus. That's the way it should remain osur. But there's an eitzah. This person that forgot to make the eruv, there's a loch of an bitul rishus. If you forgot to make the Ruvi Chatzeris before Shabbos, on Shabbos, you could be mevatel your Rishus. That means you'll make like your Rishus is Hefka. Like, I'm not going to use it now, as if it doesn't belong to me. So I'm giving up my Rishus belonging to you. So like, I'm not, like there's a Chatzer, there's a backyard. And we say now two other people use the backyard, but the other two people made in the Ruvi Chatzeris. They're like one person. Just I have my house here, opens up into this chotzer. So I was mavato my rishus now saying, I'm not going to use this chotzer. It's as if I'm not using this chotzer. I was mavato the chotzer. So here, we have lesson, the Mishnah said, halacha is that the person himself, Reuven himself that owned this house, and now on Shabbos he's mavato his rishus, he can't carry from his house into the chotzer. He's still osur. But the other two people, they are allowed to carry not only from their house into the chotzer, but they could even come into my house and carry from my house into the chotzer. And since I was mevato my rishus to them, it's considered like I'm not here. So if I'm not here, who's here? Only those two people, and they did make an eruv b'chatzeris. So they're like one person. So it's like one person is here. So they can carry from their house into the chotzer, into my house, back out again. Just me, myself, the person that lived in this house, he himself can't carry from his house into the chotzer. Because if he does it, then we're afraid it looks like you're machzik, like you're taking back your rishus, as if you really want to live there. You're not being mavati rishus, you really want to use it. If you really want to use it, then again, it becomes us of everybody to use the chotzer. So that's the halacha Reb Leza said, that he himself can't use the house, but the other two people that he was mavatli, his rishus to them, they are allowed to use the house. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Again, the chen shemati menu anchi chotzer shachach echob lo irbu beisay osir. So Reb Leza said, his house is also for him, but the other people are allowed to use it. For at the Gemara Kash of Yotanan, we learned in the Mishnah later, beisay osir lo hoitzio lahachnis loy vulohed. We learned later, no, that his house, nobody's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Not only can't he do it, but the other two people also can't carry from they can't carry from my house into the chotzer. So later it says nobody's allowed to carry from my house into the chotzer. So Alkan Reb Leza says no, that only I can carry from my house into the chotzer, but the other two people are allowed to carry from my house into the chotzer. Chutzis Dira. Now the Gemara Poshid, Amar Rav Huna, Bread Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes Lakashia, Ho Reb Leza, Ho Rabbonin. It's no machlekes. One goes according to Reb Leza, and one goes according to Rabbon. Well, let's just see the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi again. Gemara says, what are the svaris? Kishatim tzolayim l'divrei Reb Leza. When you want to say the husband Reb Leza is, he holds like this. Hamavato rishus chatzeroi. When somebody was mavato the rishus, he had to use in the chotzer, in the backyard. You have a house opening up into the backyard. You have a right to use the backyard. Now, on this Shabbos now, we're talking about you were mavato, you gave up the right to use your backyard. you're mavato the rishus to use this backyard. I'm like saying, I'm not going to use it this Shabbos. I'll let used to use it. Since used to made in the rule of chaseris, you are allowed to carry. So we say the svar is rishus beisay bitul. Even though you only said the word, you're giving up the right to use the chutz or the out in the backyard, you also gave up the right to use your house. As if to say, I'm not going to use my house. So if you mavato yourself from your house, therefore it's good while the other two people are allowed to carry from your house into the chutzah. Because since you gave up the right to use your house, it's like you're not here at all. If you're not here at all, it's only those two people that became like one because they made an Arubi Chatzeris, so they are allowed to carry even from my house into the chutzah. That's Reb Lezer's svara. So the Gemara with the Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin svara? They hold no. Hamavato Rishus Chatzeroi. This person, the third person, was mavatal his right to use the chutzur. I'm not going to use this chutzur anymore on Shabbos. I'm like out of the chutzur. But you should know, Rishus Beisul Ebitum. Since he didn't speak out, he's going to use his house. He didn't speak out, he's going to mavatal his house. So he only said, I'm giving up the right to use my chutzur, not the house. We don't say he meant to give up his house. The person still wants to use his house. So since he still wants to use his house, that's why they can't carry out from my house into the chutzah. They can't carry out. Because I'm still using my house right now. Since I'm still using my house, they can't carry from my house. All I gave up was just the right to use in my chutzah. In the chutzah, I'm not there anymore. But in my house, I'm still living there. So maybe you can't carry out from my house into the chutzah. The life of two different mishuyis. Here's that's the machlokes. Let's see Rashi a little bit now. Rashi says, Anshei chotzer sheshokak echem mihem. Rashi vade masnitzen. Avada our Mishnah is talking about bishabitulahem rishus, where the third person was mavatlis rishus. As before Shabbos, he forgot to make the rubi chaseris. So now on Shabbos, his mavatli gives up his rishus. Shoyeloi bechotzer, that he had a right to use this chotzer, myri. Di loy bitul af bechotzer, if he didn't give up his right to use the chotzer, asru mataltim obtain, then these other two people are also to carry from their house into the chotzer. Shabbatim lechol echad v'yechadhein, because the houses belong to each one separately. V'yachotzer rishus kulim, and the chotzer belongs to everybody. V'cholkoi oyser aleim. Now, since you still own your right to use the chutzur, you ask that they can't use the chutzur now. It implies like two people have a right to use the chutzur, so the chutzur looks like a rishus rabim. You can't carry it from your house into the backyard. Now, Bashmina Rebbe Loi, Tamavato Rishus Chatzere. Rebbe Loi is telling us a chiddush. When this person is giving up his right to use the chutzur, he should know Rishus Beisonami Bittum. He also means to give up the right to use his house. He's not going to use his house to Shabbos. V'nasa erich etzlon, and he becomes like a guest by the other two people. Lefikach, therefore, af beisay mutlehem. Therefore, Rebbe Lozzi holds these other two people are allowed to carry out even from my house into the chutzur, because I'm like not even in my house. I'm like a guest by you, and my house now is like belongs to you now. Avulhu, but why can't the person himself carry from his house out? Avulhu also lahachnas lohitzi mi beisay. He himself, the avada, can't carry from his house into the chutzur. Even though from the other two houses he is allowed to carry into the chotzer, like we'll see later in the sixth perek, that he is allowed to carry out from the other two people houses into the chotzer. He's not worse than anybody else if you have a guest on Shabbos. You are the house, you made an Arubi Chatzeris, you're allowed to carry from your house into your backyard. And you have a guest that comes to your house on Shabbos. Pshiti is also allowed to carry from your house into the backyard, because he's like bottle to you. So this third person also, once he's Mavatl, his own Rishus, he blives like a guest by you. Now, Vashmina Rebbe Loi, Ta'am Mavatl Rishus Chatzer Rishus Beisanami Bittum, V'nas Erech Etzlam, Nefikach, Av Beisai, No, the shalom is though, why can't he himself carry out though from his own house? That's the end of Rashi. Osir hu lohitzi, v'loy yarmina kivin the bitlo rishus basically have a basic imatayim. Let's say once he gave up the right to live in his house, he's like a guest by them, so he himself should also be allowed now to carry out from his house. Now we say no. From the other people's houses, if he carries out from the other two houses into the chutzur, he's like a guest by them, and that's mutter. But if he's going to carry out from his own house, Then we said, as far as it looks like, it looks like now I want to take back the right to live in my house again. Since I'm beginning to use my house to carry out for my house, it looks like I want to use it again. And then he'll ask to run them. So therefore, hey, no love, and he'll ask to run them. Therefore, we say, when you gave up your rishus not to use your chotzer, according to Rabbi Loza, it means you gave up, you're not going to use your house either. So you're like a guest by them. Therefore, you're allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. And they can carry every place, from the house into the chotzer into my house. Just me, myself, I can't carry from my house into the chotzer. That's a gzera. Because it looks as if I want to be machzik again back into my house, keep my house, and if I'm keeping my house, since I did not make an amud b'chaseres with you, I answer upon you. Yeah. So, kids, so that's Rebbe Lo Yisvara.
If he's
in the back of
his own house, not really his house,
yeah, but here, good. But here we're not talking about more than a base of time here. Here we're talking about some small backyard you have. So here it's only a shalaf and a rubik chaseres. The question is that when two people live there, they answer one on the other. So now if you gave up the right to live there, you don't answer. So the kids that we're talking about, the Messias, is where this third person only said the Farish, I'm giving up the right not to use the chotzer. That's what he said. Rabbi Loza holds the svarim. When you give up the right to use your chotzer, you also mean to give up the right to use your house. Therefore, they're allowed to carry out from my house. The rabbanim say no. You only said you're giving up the right not to use your chotzer. So in the chotzer, they're allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer. But from my house into the chotzer, they can't carry, because I never gave up the right to use my house. Yeah, so that's what we're saying. So that's what he answer here. Look, Hashem Salema, the Machlaik, he said, Rebbe Loza, Hamavata, Rishus Chatzeroy. When you gave up the right not to use your chutz or your backyard, Rishus Beise Bittul, you also gave up the right you're not going to use your house. Therefore, they're allowed to carry out from your house. Le Rabbonin, but according to Lalach, according to Rabbonin, Hamavata, Rishus Chatzeroy. Somebody says, I'm giving up the right not to live in my chutz now. You should know, Rishus Beise Le Bittul. He did not mean to give up the right to use his bayis. He only meant what he said and not more. For the Gemara Pshita, Avadar after Machloikas, and what's your big Chiddush telling me now? Like, Kishatim Tzolemi, if you say like that. Pshita after Machloikas. Omarachbo, Anov Rafuna, Bachinino, Tagimno, we answered, we explained this. Lenitzrucho, you know why you had to say over this halacha of Ugushatim Tzolemer? Like I'm saying a big Chiddush, what the Svara or the Machloikas is, to take the Machloikas a little further even. No, it's a close thing of Machloikas. When somebody is mevatel his rishus, he gives up the right to use it, does he do ba'ayin yofa? He means to give up like everything, or he does know ba'ayin ra, only what he says. More than what he said, he doesn't mean. Now this could be nogeh to another halacha. Let's say you have five people. You have five people living in one chotzer. There's a backyard, and five different houses open up into the same backyard. So you have five people living in this backyard. Now, four of them made an eruv chatzeres before Shabbos. One forgot to. Now, according to Rebbe Eliezer, so what's the eitz now on the Shabbos? Who are this one person, since he didn't make an eruv chatzeres, he asks on the other people, they cannot carry from their house into the chotzer. So what's the eitzer? That this one person again has to be mevatel his rishus. He gives up and saying, I'm not going to use this chotzer to Shabbos. So it's as if he's not living here. Therefore, just the other four people that did make the rubik chaserus, they are allowed to carry into the house. So now this person has to be mevatel his rishus. Like take away his right to live here. Now, l'divrei Rebbe Eliezer, kishumavato rishusoi, ein tzorach levatel l'chol echad v'echad. The chur, you have to give up your right to four people now. There are four other people living in this chotzer. So when you mavato your rishus, to how many people do you have to tell them, I'm giving up my right to live here? According to Rebbe Eliezer, we say, if you say it to one person, you always mean bayin yofam, you mean more than what you're saying. So by saying to one person, you automatically mean, I'm giving up my right, I'm not going to use this chotzer, negate to all five of you. Whereas I'm giving up my rishus to all five of you.
Why does he have to give it up to anybody? Why can't he say it to himself? It's not that he's giving them a permission to enter in on his part or into his house. You're saying it's just enough that he says, I don't want to use it. So why does he have to say it to anybody?
You're right. Vice says, you're right. Vice says, Bittl is not just like, you're right, it's not just like Hefker, I'm just giving up mine. No, Bittl means I'm like B-Macht, I'm giving over the possession to you. You're right. It has to be a din as if I'm giving it to you. My rights to use the chotzer, I give it over to you. It's just the fact that I'm like making it Hefker. I have to give them over to you. is as if it all belongs to one person.
So if you're giving it over, why can't you already give? Why can't you already be part of the neighbor? Why can't you join in the neighbor?
Well, I give it over to them. So it's saying you could. When you give over your reshus to them, we're saying the locher is you're also allowed to carry from those houses into the chotzer. You are?
Your
from your house, not. Because if they carry from your house, then we're afraid it looks like you're being machs again in your house. As if to say you want to keep your house to yourself. So then it looks like your bittel is bottle. You didn't mean to give up your reshus to them. You want to use your house for yourself. So from your house, you can't. But enechnami, once I give up my reshus, I'm machmir to them, it's considered like everything now belongs to one person, because those four people made an eruv b'chatzeris, so that everything belongs to one person, you'll have to carry from the house into the chotzer. But that you're right. Bittel here doesn't stam mean you're being machmir, it means you're giving your reshus to these people. So according to Reb Lezer, if you give your reshus to one person, that's enough. Even though really you have to give it to all four people, we say by in yofer, when you meant one, you automatically meant all four. When you mevatel give up your reshus and say, Reuven, you could use my reshus nechatz, I'm giving it to you, that's not enough. You have to give it over to all five people.
What about Pesach when you mevatel your chametz?
Yeah.
So you have to give it over to someone?
No, that's hefka. That's a different halacha. That's a din hefka. That's not this halacha. We'll see more about these halachas more in the Masechta. They're very complicated. We'll see more about them. Let's just see what Rashi just says. All right. Pasha, that's the sword. You say by in Yofem, or do you say no, what you said you meant? So, male, that's the machloikis rebelozo and the chachomim, and it pertains to both these two halachis. Fighter. The more kamanos, but who does it go like? Hodetani, we learned in a brisa later. Chamisha sheshruim b'chotzer. You have to have five people living in a chotzer. Chamisha sheshruim b'chotzer echod. V'shokach echod mehem v'lo iriv. One of the five people forgot to be mishtatif in the rubik hatzeris. So now on Shabbos, they're all also to carry from their house into the chotzer, because this one person asks upon everybody. Again, what's the Yetzer? That he should be mevatel his reshus to the other people. Kishu mevatel reshus, so when he gives up his reshus, is ein sarach levatel reshus to chol echad v'yechad. He does not have to tell it to all four people. It's enough he tells it to one person. By telling it to one person, automatically, it means to all four people. So the Gemara Kaman, who does this go like? L'chorach Reb Elezer. This is Reb Elezer's svara, like we're saying. That when you give up your reshus, you mean ba'ayin yofa, you mean more, is as much as could be, that's what you mean. Rav Kana zot Gemara masni hochi. Rav Kana learnt over this Gemara the way it says. Well, we have two now, with the same on the Yomrim. Rav Tivyumi masni hochi. Tivyumi learnt a little bit different. That Kaman Ozlo, who does it go like? Ho de Tanya, hey, Shashruyim Bechotz Rechem. If you have five people living in one chotzer, there's five houses opening up into one chotzer. V'shochach echot mehem b'lo yiriv. And one of them forgot before Shabbos to meti v'v'chatzeris. Kishu mevato reshusayin. Now this person, he has to be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos to give it up, to say that he should not ask upon the other people, is ein tzarech levatel reshus to chol echad v'yechad. He does not have to give up his reshus to everybody. It's enough he does it to one person, automatically that goes upon everybody. His zechur command, who did this go like? His gersa was, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, command Rav Elezer. But this is the way it was learned. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Sheshes, said over goes according to Rav Elezer. But the same halach like we had before. Oma le Rav Popa, li Abaya le Rav Elezer. I have a shal according to Rav Elezer. Iyoma loy mevat linon. If he says he's not mevatel. Because we're saying right now, according to Rav Elezer, when a person's mevatel is reshus in the chotzer, he says, I'm giving up the right not to use my chotzer, he automatically, minastam, means also to give up his right, he's not going to use his house. I'm like, be marking my house to the other people. That's what we say, minastam. What about if he says beferish no? The person says beferish, I'm only giving up my right not to use the chotzer. But my house, I'm not being mevatel. Iyom alei mevatlinu, what's going to be the din? And who are then the same shall be according to the Rabbonin? Ule Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin, that was saying a person, what he says, he means. More than that, he doesn't mean. When he says, I'm giving up the right not to use my chotzer, I only mean the chotzer. My house, I do not mean to give up. That's minastam if it didn't say clearly. What about Iyomam about Linan? Let's say, according to Rabbonin, the person said, claw, I'm giving up the right to use my chotzer and to use my house. I'm giving up both rights. My, what's going to be the locha? What's the shaila? Time of the Reb Lezer. What's the time of Reb Lezer? Why he says if a person gives up the right to use his chotzer, min astam, he also means to give up the right to use his house. Mishum diksovar hamavata rishus chatzeroi rishus beisei bittul. It's a smar astam, that's what a person means. When he talks about his rishus in the chotzer, he also means to give up his rights to use the house. Vahai omar ano leimavat linam. Although this person now said no, he said clearly, I'm not giving up the right in my house. I still want to use my house. So pshiti was not mavat in his house. So since the person is still living in his house, nobody is allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer. That's one smurah, one sad. Or duma maybe no. Time of the Rebbe Lezer, mishum debayis, buloi chotzer, loyavidi inch the diary. It's a smurah that nobody lives in a house without using the backyard. Now, it's part of living in a house is that you have to have a backyard to use. So if a person gives up his use of the backyard, he automatically is giving up his use to live. Because you can't live in a house without having a backyard. His time of the Rebbe Lezer Mishum Debayis Blei Chotzer, living inside the house without the right to use the chotzer, Lo Yavi the Inshu the Diary. People don't do that. That's not the normal way of living. When this person said, I'm only giving up the right not to use my chotzer, I'm not going to use the backyard, but my house I don't want to give up, Lav Kol Kaminei, you can't say that. Because what are you saying? That you want to live inside your house still, but nobody lives inside his house without the right to use the backyard. So like a svaras mavatla daita etzakolodam. So even though you're saying you're not giving up the right to live in your house, but mamele you're giving it up. Once you're giving up the right to use the chotzer, automatically it's like you're giving up the right to the house. Like Rashi says, Beisabalei chotzen, kivon diyosaratza v'chatzeroi. Since he gave up his right, he's not going to use his chotzer now, shebutulahem. He gave up his right to the other people, is lav kol kaminei. It's not normal what he's doing to say, I still want to live in my house. Techivon the last lay chotzer, diras bayis, loy klum hi libidei. Once he can't use the chotzer, maybe that's the svar of Rebbe Lezer. That once you can't use your backyard, memela it's not called living in the house. People can't live in the house, it's not called a normal living. So even though you don't want to give up your right, really, of living in the house, memela blives like you're not living there. Living in a house without a right to use the chotzer is not called living there. But maybe that's Pshat Rebbe Lezer. So maybe even though the person says beferish, I'm not giving up my right to use the house, automatically it's considered like he's not living there. Because living in a house without using the chotzer is not called living there. So that's the Stodim. What's the Pshat Rebbe Lezer? Vaita, the same shall we have according to Rabbonin. So the Gemara Ula Rabbonin. Iyama mavat linon, according to Rabbonin, if the person says the Farish, I'm giving up my house also, what's the locha? My time with the Rabbonin, mishum de ksarviya mavatu rishus chatzeroi rishus beisalai bitum. Poshit svar is that he meant what he said, and what he didn't say, he didn't mean. So I'm saying I'm giving up the right, I'm not going to live in my chotzer. That's all about my house. I didn't mention, I'm not giving up the right to live in my house. The male of Ahai, this person that said, Klo, I am giving up the right to live in my house. Since this person said, yes, I'm giving up the right to live in my house, it helps. So Vadi said, I'm not going to live here right now. That should be a good bittul. Oy Dilma maybe no. The Svar Rabbana is like this. Oy Dilma, time with the Rabbana Mishum. Tloy Ovid Inish de Mesalek Nash Lagamri Mibayis Vachotzer. It's a Mitzvah. Nobody gives off everything he owns. Person that has a house and the right to use in the backyard, nobody gives up both. You don't give up a chotzer and a house. It's too much for a person to really mean. And to say, what do you mean to be now? You want to be a guest by them. A person can't mean that. So even if you say it, now this person, he actually said it. He said, I'm giving up the right to use my backyard and the right to live in my house. We say, lav kol kaminei kamar. He doesn't mean what he's saying. To swear according to Rabban, the person doesn't mean that. Nobody really means to give up everything. So that's not what he meant. Yeah, that's to be the shaloh kol kaminei. So maybe we have a shiloh, what's going to be the loch in these cases? According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Lozer, where he says, no, I'm not giving up the rishus. And what's going to be according to the Rabbanan, where he says, yes, I am giving up the rishus. We have a shiloh, omalei, he answered back. Bein the Rabbonin, bein the Reb Loz, according to both of them, the loch is like this. Kivun the goli daite goli, avadu bigo bos lamaisa, what he says. Notice the svari is always the first way we said. According to Reb Loz, the svari is, minastam, when a person gives up the right to use his chotzer, minastam, he also meant to give up the right to use his house. But let's say he says, Meferish, no, I'm not giving up the house. He means it. And then Achnami, the house is not given up, so nobody could carry from his house inside. And it was in accordance to Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said, Minastam, when a person gives up his chaser, he only means that and not his house. But let's say here where the person said beferish, I'm being mevatel the right to use my house to you, I'm giving that to you, that also helps. Whatever you say, you go bust on what you say. And that's halacha. Even according to Rabbanan, if you would say beferish, that would be good. Right?
Is this good for carrying or for just throwing?
This is good for carrying. No, it's good for carrying. Yeah, well, it's a little bit different though, because here really the mechitas were made before Shabbos. You have dal mechitas around. Yeah, right. This one going to that category, right? That this wouldn't be called making mechitas. We'll see later in the Masechta. That's what you have to say here. That din of making mechitas only where actually you're doing something wrong by building the mechitas. Here you're allowed to do this because the mechitas are here. It's only a certain diurin. The fact you're living there, you asur on them. All you're doing is just taking away your right to live. So you're not making the mechitzas. The mechitzas are there. Because the fact you're living here makes it that you're not allowed to carry. Because it looks like two different rishuyas. When you're not living here, everything belongs to them. It's one rishus, it's mutter. But you're not making mechitzas here, though. Weiter. Für chen shemati, the third halacha, Reb Loz, Reb Loz, he said over the name of Reb Lezer, that we don't hold like him, was, she yaitzim bi'akav l'mepesach. He said, oh, well, for morer, when you want to use morer on Pesach, there's another thing, another herb you could use. You could use akarvlin. That's also a good mint to use for morer. And the Gemara in Mishnah said he tried to find the raya, and nobody was masking. Pasha, we don't hold like that. That's not called a good mint. So the Gemara called upon a maya akarvlin. What is this akarvlin? What is he meant to say? Omeresh lakish atzavsa chrizosa. That's what it is. Strashi atzavsa chrizosa. Siv, that's the bark of a thick bark, hagodol sova dekel, that goes around the palm tree. For nichrach, it goes around it. The oilaboy, and it goes up on the bark itself. Kalul vegefanim, it looks something like the luluf. Kalul vegefanim, like the vines. Krizaisa tchufa harbe yachid, mezuz of a tam moru boy. It has a tam moru. It's like it tastes very bitter. So that's why we have loins of hold, you can be out to this for moru. But the mice we hold is not one of the min of moru. Taisa does not this shot. Taisa is pierced for countries. Siv over a godel sov adek of nichrach ve'elok lo v'zanim ve'anirulari. Here called sharmina ma matzim in zroyim. Av mor min zroyim. Ask me something that grows. The chabina sat the diklo v'yev shishayin beid min yishnei nichrachim sov adekol. Something else that grows on the dekol itself. Here. Hadri lecho isa pas. We'll stop right now there.